for opening comments on House Study Bill 671.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I find myself in the unenviable position of running the last bill of the day in the committee before both parties go to caucus in one of the final weeks of session, so we'll see how this goes. House Study Bill 671 does deal with school start dates. What this bill does, it states that schools will start on September 1st or after, and also it keeps in place a waiver system where a school district will be able to apply for a waiver to go back to where they would be able to start no earlier than the fourth Monday of August. There's also a fee in the bill of $100 to apply for that waiver application. There is an amendment, Mr. Chair, that deals with the waiver fee, so I would go to the amendment.
There is an amendment. The Chair recognizes Representative County for opening comments on Amendment 5566.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Amendment number 5566 states that the waiver fee would go to the Department of Education. In the current bill as written, the fees collected by the will go to the general fund of the state. In the past, there have been some concerns with the department being able to have the resources to be able to look at all these waivers that come through the system. And so I think it's more appropriate for those fees to go to the department so they can be dedicated to the resources necessary to look at those waivers. Those are my opening comments on Amendment 5566.
Chair would recognize Representative Peterson.
Thanks. Would Representative County yield? Where did the $100 fee stem from? Did the department request the fee in the first place?
Well, the department didn't write the bill. I think it's meant to be in there in order to justify the waiver process and to be able to look at the waiver for the department. There's no magic number in terms of the $100 to answer your question, I think.
But hasn't the department been dealing with the waiver process ever since the September 1st deadline? Or September 1st law went into place?
Correct. Yes, they have. And part of the concern that I see with this issue in general is that waivers has never not been granted. And so I think that's why the fee in putting in place in here would allow the department to be able to look at this a little bit better.
So you're the one that wanted the $100 fee for schools to get a 4-day earlier start?
Well, I support that provision of the bill. So I mean, take however you choose.
Okay, so basically the fee most likely was put in there as a way to bring an education bill before the Ways and Means Committee.
I don't think so. You know, this has been an issue around the State House for quite a while. And, you know, this is the fourth year I've been here, and you know, to be perfectly honest with you, I wasn't aware of this before I ran for the legislature. In learning about it, that fee process has been a concern, and I think this is a good compromise.
Okay, so I just want to clarify, though, but the department did not request a $100 fee for their waiver process. It did not come from the department.
Not to my knowledge, correct.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
The chair would recognize Representative Kaufman.
I don't think the department would request it because the department's been rubber stamping these waivers all along. I think this $100 is the legislature telling the department to do its job and stop rubber stamping. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Is there any further discussion on amendment? Representative County moves passage of Amendment 5576. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those Bill 671 as amended. The chair would recognize Representative Eisenhardt.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I served on the subcommittee for this bill, and I have some additional questions along the line that Representative Peterson just started. And for that purpose, I was wondering if Representative Forrestal would yield.
Would Representative Forrestal yield?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Representative Forrestal, did this language or any language like it come out of the Education Committee? Was it approved by the Education Committee for floor debate?
No, it was not.
Is it your understanding, or do you know whether or not if this language is approved by the Ways and Means Committee today, it'll be referred to the Education Committee for discussion?
No, I have no knowledge of that plan.
You don't know what? Thank you, Representative Forrestal. I was wondering if the chair would yield for a couple questions.
Sure.
Representative Sands, in the past we've had multiple bills come to us, many of them very complicated. Only a very small fraction of the bill had anything to do with taxes or fees. And we've always been instructed in those cases to try to focus our discussion on the tax portion of those bills. Here we have an education policy bill in front of us. I'm wondering, do you want us to focus solely on the fee, or considering the fact that this may not go to another committee for a discussion, should we be discussing the merits, pros, and cons of the bill itself?
There is, as previous bills have come through there, through here, there is an attempt to limit the discussion on the fee or tax portion of the bill. There has been exceptions. One was the government efficiency bill, obviously, that came through this committee. And so there was no comment to limit our discussion that time on the fee. In fact, the amendment went much further than that. And just as this case, there has been no request of the chair to keep the discussion to the fee part.
But this is a new study bill. It hasn't been referred to us by anyone, and it has primarily deals with a non-tax issue. So I'm wondering if this is kind of a precedent for similar situations we can anticipate in the future, or if this is kind of an anomaly.
Representative, there isn't any such thing as an old study bill. They're all brand new, and this precedent was established just about 160-some years ago.
Thank you, Representative Sands. Given my experience on this bill, I look forward to the day that Representative Jacoby may be able to ascend to the chairmanship of this committee, because I think by this precedent, he will become, in fact, the chairman of the most powerful committee in the House of Representatives. And I look forward to the day I can come to him with every bill of mine, and there are numerous, as many people may know, over the course of this and previous sessions, that died in a funnel, and say, Representative Jacoby, can you please introduce this bill for me? I've come up with a novel way to include a fee in it. There's a reason I didn't seek appointment to the Education Committee, and it's because I have a tough time dealing with hundreds and hundreds of emails and letters and calls from issues that, not that I don't know anything about them, but there are other things that I know more about, and I choose to focus my attention on those issues. I find it highly inappropriate that this bill is before us, especially given the fact that it will not apparently or may not be entertained by the Education Committee itself. With the amendment, perhaps it'll go to the Appropriations Committee. Maybe there's a majority of the Appropriations Committee that also serve on education, and it'll get a more substantive hearing then. But I did not make any comments in subcommittee on the merits of the bill one way or another. I have some doubts about whether or not we should be imposing new restrictions on the local control and the ability of school boards to do what's right for those communities. And there are many, many factors that go into that start date, not just your desire to impose or not impose, inconveniences on people who rely on the tourism industry. But it's not for that reason I'll be voting against the bill. It's just simply that I think this is, frankly, a misuse of our rules and our process that the bill is even before us. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
The chair would recognize Representative Willems.
Mr. Chair, would Representative Counter yield for a few questions?
Would the gentleman yield?
I will.
Thank you, Representative. Representative, the ideas that are in this bill, why were they not part of the education reform discussion?
Well, there was a an amendment offered that night on the floor,
okay. And
it was ruled not germane to the bill, and there was a rule suspension vote on that.
I see. Very good. Are you familiar with the components of the education reform bill that address the school calendar?
I'm familiar in terms of when we looked at that amendment, whether or not it was germane, because I thought it applied to that particular part of the code, but that was dealing with financing and in terms of the calendar.
Well, I guess what I had in mind, Representative, is that the bill that passed out of the House sets up some further study of potential longer school year, potential alternative calendars, or year-round school calendars, and it just kind of seems to me that further promoting things like a longer school year or year-round calendars would run contrary to what you're trying to achieve in this bill. Is that accurate?
Well, I would just, this is just me personally speaking. I think a longer school year is something that the legislature should probably look at. I think studies show that that is something for our kids to be most competitive that they can be in this global economy is something that should be looked at. Until that is the will of the legislature and the resources are available, I think this bill is something that will help Iowa families, will help Iowa schools, and will help Iowa economic development.
Good answer. Thanks. Just a couple more questions. Are you familiar with the idea that a long summer vacation can cause students to lose ground in reading comprehension or just their general educational development?
I'm not familiar with a study regarding that, but I mean, I can speak from experience.
Sure.
In terms of having a summer, I think every kid is different, but when they go back, they might not be as sharp, but when they get back going, I think they, hopefully will be able to be educated properly. It's tough for me to make a blanket statement.
Sure.
In terms of every Iowa child.
But
like that.
No, I'm not asking you to. But would it? Do you think that it's fair to say that there are going to be some number of children that will have their reading comprehension or educational development as a whole set back a bit the longer you have a summer vacation?
I don't know. I don't, I think it goes to a bigger question, and then you're asking me, I guess, where I'm coming from in terms of my education philosophy in general. I think it takes three most important entities to the education of child, parent, teacher. And I think those are what get that child educated properly and in terms of moving forward. I don't think anyone can deny that the school calendar that we have is it antiquated? It's what's always been done. So it's the same as the legislative calendar. It's what's always been done. Starts in January and goes to April. So there, that's I think kind of where we are right now in terms of looking at these issues.
Okay. So I'm not sure what the answer to my question was, but. Is it possible, do you think, that 3 solid months as opposed to, say, 2 solid months of summer vacation may cause some students to lose some ground in reading comprehension?
Well, it's difficult for me to say. I really don't know. I mean, I can speak to, I think a kid should be reading during the summer. I think there should be summer reading programs. I don't, if they're voluntary or involuntary, mandate or whatnot, but those are good things for kids.
Okay.
And so I think we're dealing with what we have in place.
Okay. Well, last question. Let's, for the sake of argument, and I appreciate you for indulging me, but if we could demonstrate that for a certain group of people, they will plateau or be set back in their educational development with a longer summer vacation, would you still be comfortable with moving this bill forward to have a later start date?
Well, that's interesting. That hasn't come up yet.
It seems to me that's the real question.
If we should have a later start date, as in going later into the fall?
No. What I'm saying is if I could demonstrate beyond doubt that there are going to be some kids out there who by starting in September 1 or the fourth Monday of August, as opposed to their school district starting them, in the second or second week of August, would you still move this bill forward?
I think with the calendar the way it is and the school districts in place the way they are, I think this is a good compromise for where we are right now, and I support this.
Okay, you really didn't answer my question that time. That's all right. Thank you.
The chair would recognize Representative Jacoby.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Would Representative County yield?
I will.
Okay, first question. Does this bill have anything to do with TIF? Okay, just one to clear it up, because we're getting
it's a timely question
mixed up there. Does this bill have anything to do with allowable growth?
No.
Okay. I agree with you on the longer school year. In fact, I think we need to look closer at longer school years and also what we can do across the aisle to produce a more effective school year in the state of Iowa. Because when you use the word antiquated, I think we have to look back to how we got on the calendar as we sit today. But help me with this real close, real down to the point. I'm a parent, which you're going to enjoy that title here in a matter of days. I remember the third trimester with my wife. I'm very careful. Oh, this is recorded. And I loved every third trimester for each child. But help me with this. Does this affect the parents' right to take their children out of school and go to the fair? Because it seems to me if the Jacoby family wants to go to the fair, I will simply have my daughters arrange it with their teachers for their homework. And it's the parents' right at any time to take their child out of school and go to the fair. So am I thinking right? I can do that right now without this bill.
I know some, you know, I've spoken to some legislators that school districts do allow them to go to the state fair. But I look at this bill as, you know, I don't want to single out specific, you know, regions or areas. I think it's bigger than that. I really do. I think this, when it comes down to it, it comes down to economic development. And I think we need a good relationship between economic development and education in Iowa, and I think this is the compromise that will help both entities. But no, to answer your question, I don't think this bill would affect that, would affect you, your ability to take your kids to the fair.
Thank you.
This is the deal. I never like cutting people off if you have something to say. We had till 4 o'clock, it's 5 after. I will the chair will gladly give the two remaining that just raised their hands for discussion, but we'll have to do that at the completion of caucus. So we'll have to recess until caucus is over. So seeing that we still have two on the list, the Ways and Means Committee will recess upon the completion of caucus, and we will reconvene immediately following caucus.